Welcome to this week's Kicking It Java Style with Kathy. This week's program is called Search My Heart. I'm going to start out the program this morning with a song called Turnaround by Johnny Rowlett. I hope you all enjoy this.
You think you got it made, you think you got it straight. You tell all your friends you ain't afraid. You think you got it all figured out. But life has a way of punching you in the mouth. Acting like you're tough, you're acting like you're cool. You're always looking for someone to fool. You think it's all part of the game. But life has a way of beating you just the same.
That's a great song to start off the morning with, and turnaround is such an amazing way to describe what God does in our lives. And lately for me, even as Christians, we can start thinking that we've achieved something or we've gotten to a place where we're kind of feeling high on ourselves, I guess, and think that we've achieved something. And then next thing you know, you've been kicked in the gut and you feel like, your feet have been knocked out from underneath you. And at that time, you can start blaming others. You can blame your circumstances. You can blame, your job or anybody, that might be in the way. Or you can realize that you come to a place that God wants you to search your heart. And just recently, I found myself in that place, and, I found myself questioning what was next, and everything that had looked like it was going one direction started falling apart and going a different direction, and, you know, things were blowing up right before me that I didn't understand. And I had just watched the movie War Room and had began to step into prayer and, you know, asking the Lord to do some things in my life. And, you know, I know God didn't do anything destructive to me, but I know that He took those things and He worked them out for His glory. And I began to just spend time with God and ask Him to, you know, change me and search my heart. And in Psalms 139:23, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts." Verse 24 says, "See if there be any hurtful way in me, and lead me in the everlasting way." You know, if there's still things in us that are causing us to hurt others, and we're wounding people instead of healing people, then it's a time to get with God and just ask Him to search you and change you. We have this habit of wanting to pray, "God, change that person, fix that person, make them stop doing this or that." And instead of going to God and saying, "God, what's in me that is so easily offended? What's in me that's so easily angered or moody? What's in me that might be offending others?" And that's just been my prayer recently, is, "God, show me, change me, make me and mold me into who You want me to be." And, you know, He wants to do that. And He doesn't want to do it by beating us over the head. And He doesn't want us to have condemnation, but He wants to, you know, work within us gently. My favorite scripture is Ephesians 3:20, and it talks about how God will do above and beyond our wildest dreams. And He does it not by pushing us in, but by gently working within us with the Holy Spirit. You know, I've been talking to somebody lately who's been going through some things, and, you know, they've been frustrated with somebody else. And I told them, I was like, you know, when we start asking God to change us, we see the other person through God's love and so different. And, you know, in my life recently, because of the struggles that I've been facing and the situations that I'm trying to overcome, I have found myself in a public bathroom and feeling so overwhelmed and frustrated that I hit my knees and I said, "God, help me, change me. Take all of this anger and this hurt and bitterness that go from years and years of stuffing things and remove that from me, Lord. Search me and take out whatever is putting a wall between You and I." You know, I just love God. You know, He wants to do those changes. He wants to show us His love. And in Romans 8:27, it says, "And He who searches the heart, He knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." That's pretty awesome to know that our God and our Savior Jesus Christ is interceding for us, and that He's given the Holy Spirit here to teach us and to comfort us and to bring healing and bring peace in our lives. And this next song I'm going to play is called "Somebody Loved" by Gail Cogburn. Let this song just really touch your heart right now.
All I ever wanted was a love that was true, but that was more than this whole world could do. I'd searched and I'd longed for contentment within, but this life brought me to a bitter end. The nightlife and the good times, when morning would come, just left me alone and so blue. But somebody loved and was praying for me. I turned and looked back to old Calvary, and the blood He let me see, and He spoke the word "forgiven," and I knew was for me. All that sin had to offer, the cross took for me. I turned and looked back to old Calvary. The days of our lives keep showing the signs, and the time is drawing near. We're searching for rainbows when the King is almost here. Keep watching the eastern sky. He's coming for his children in the twinkling of an eye, to take them to the mansion on high. For somebody loved and was praying for me, I turned and looked back to blood that was flowing. He let me see, and he spoke the word forgiven, and I knew it was for me. All that sin had to offer, the cross took for me. I turned and looked back to old Calvary.
Think about the cross and to think about Calvary and what he did for us and the sacrifice he made. How much our God, our Heavenly Father, and our Savior Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit love us, and they're here for us to change us, to love us, to make us the best we can be for him, so that we might show other people love, so that we might be the one that they look at and say, wow, what happened to you? I see something different in you. You know, that is just something that we all have to look forward to when we just give our heart to him and we ask him to search us. If you all would like to be a part of this ministry and you would like to be a sponsor for this program, please get a hold of me. Go to my website at dreamcatcher320.com. That's dreamcatcher320.com. And check out what I've been doing. Check out some of the ads on the homepage. And I would love to make an ad for you and have you as a sponsor for this program. Thank you all, and you have a great week, and God bless.